Okay, let's start then. Okay, hello everybody, good evening and welcome to Lippmann Building. This is the politics department of Northumbria, the very heart. Today we have a talk on Stop the War in Iran Before It Starts. With increasing tension between Israel and Iran recently, with a vehicle being detonated in New Delhi, tensions have risen between these two countries to the point where there may be a covert war operating. So without further ado, we're going to present our first speaker for tonight, which is Nader, and he will be enlightening us on the subject.
Thank you very much for affording me this opportunity to share my concerns, and I hope my concerns will be approved by yourselves. At the outset, let us share some points of reference concerning our mainstream media, or to be precise, the controlled or embedded media. These are in the business of reporting what they have been told or heard from the government or oligarchs, and their job description does not involve asking too many awkward questions in any given briefing session. Also, it would serve us all well to understand that international relations are the extension of national or internal relations, which are somewhat exaggerated due to the lack of sufficient controls and arbitration constructs in the international levels, at the international levels. With the above in mind, we can adduce that class divisions within the borders of countries could be superimposed onto their international relationships. This can be discerned in the classifications of developed, underdeveloped or developing countries. Further, given the copiously reported simplistic transactions inter alia, we can safely assume international relations refer to a hodgepodge of prejudices, assumptions and assertions that are customarily followed by the usual denunciations in a fashion akin to the transactions of fishwives. The glaring weaknesses in safeguarding the rights and value systems of nations then results in a retrograde recourse to application of force or the choice of war as an instrument of dispute resolution. Wars, however, are not fought by the ruling oligarchs. Alas, fighting and dying is left to the plebeians, whom will ultimately fund as well as fight these wars. Therefore, the obvious need for cooperation of the respective constituents that is gained through immersion propaganda techniques, which ensures digestible bits of a mix of information and disinformation, is hooked and woven onto fears and aspirations of the target audiences. Recollecting the charade of mudslinging neocon operatives on various TV slots, questioning the military value of any North Korean nukes, and asking what harm can come from a semi-functional device or two, sitting in a barn somewhere in North Korea, then in the same breath starting to compare the pathetic nuclear arsenal of North Koreans to the bristling nuclear arsenal of the US. This about turn of the neocon was in direct opposition to their years of fear-mongering, during which they warned the world of its imminent destruction by the North Korean WMD. Although during those years, neocons were fully aware that North Koreans did not have any nukes. These scarlet operatives that have been at the root of the criminal enterprise that has held the planet hostage for the first decade of the 21st century, they have been drumming up for a new war amid presiding over the mountains of the bones resulting from the last war they started and is yet ongoing. The fact that the world is tired of mass murder and literally bankrupt by the massive costs of wars and invasions has only whetted their grisly appetite for more of the same. The current designated enemy of the moment status has come to fall upon Iran. Hence today we can see that Iran is being given the treatment. As per familiar formula, we are told Iranians are at the cusp of getting nukes any minute now. In fact, this has been the case for the past 20 years. As per NEOCOM warnings, Iran has only been 6 weeks, months, hours, minutes, seconds from testing her nuke. The scurrilous NEOCOM liars and cheats would have us believe the Iranian religious piety ought to be classed as their zeal to destroy the planet. The shrill NEOCOM screams of the end is nigh is followed by their predictions. Iranians are coming to eat us all, make us all speak Sharia, and force us all to grow beards, etc. The solipsist NEOCOM hype their imaginary threats, all the while assiduously disregarding and downplaying the realities and actualities. In the NEOCOM world, the fact that IAEA inspectors have been monitoring the Iranian nuclear installations evidently is of no consequence. Further, given that as per NPT contract, Iran has every right in developing her nuclear energy industry that includes the full fuel cycle, somehow is of no relevance. The deliberate undermining of the IAEA or any other international forum is designed to further promote aggression to be the only viable instrument of dispute resolution among nations. In their rush to war, the NEOCONs have been systematically dehumanizing the Iranians through discounting the Iranian civil society, value systems, and political choices. The menacing pronouncements of all options are on the table, uttered in any debate concerning Iran, somehow going unchallenged, so far has resulted in the tragedy of murders of the Iranian scientists, sabotage of the Iranian nuclear installations by means of computer malware, also planted and false data in the media that ultimately has ended up in the IAEA dossiers. The menacing promises also includes the promises of nuclear attack by US on a non-nuclear nation such as Iran. Further, Iran's non-aggression record for the last 250 years, during which Iran has not waged any war on any nation, is of no pertinence. The negative campaigning against Iran, with the constant torrents of disinformation, also discount the social, scientific, and economic progress of Iran, despite the levied arbitrary and made-up sanctions that have been designed to increase the cost of Iran doing business, or, in other words, printing a license for extortion by those vested interests that can buy political influence in the so-called democratic US. However, Iranian non-aggression record would not be mistaken for their weak-kneed response to their enemies. Iranians will fight to the death, defending their country, and the fact that their weapon systems are designed and manufactured by the Iranians, that means the friend or foe system spiking the functioning of their weapons is not probable. Therefore, any war with Iran will be a bloody and a protracted war. Furthermore, attacking Iran will prove to Russians and Chinese that expansionist US is poised to attack these countries as her next step, therefore resulting in these getting engaged in a more direct fashion, i.e. kick-starting World War III. Thank you.
very informative talk there. So.